Excuse me. We're in the middle of a very interesting aspect of the story of Mechirat Yosef. And I just came on an incredible thing from Rav Meidan. So we're going to do the psukim, and then we'll discuss the midrashim and the Rashi, of course, some of the parshanim, and finally we'll see Rav Meidan's really unbelievable insight about it. Very interesting. Okay. So we're not going to do the beginning because we've done it before. Yosef's brothers hate him. He has dreams, right? We all know this, right? Very good. So we're going to come to the part where the story begins to heat up after they hate him. Okay, pasuk yud bet, right? He tells him the dreams. Perek lamed zayin pasuk yud bet. When Yosef goes to he's sent after his brothers to spy on them. I don't know, to whatever. You see where I am? Lamed zayin yud bet vayelchu echav. Yeah. Okay. Lamed zayin yud bet vayelchu echav liruot et tzon avihem bishchem. Okay. His brothers went to shepherd the sheep of their father in Shechem. Okay. To shepherd the sheep of their father in Shechem. It's interesting. The Chazal notes there's an et there. Okay. See that. I'm sorry. There's a nakod. See, there's like something. A little dot on the et. Yeah. Right. Every now and then you'll see these crazy symbols in it's written in the Torah. Rashi says nakod al et. Okay. There's a dot on the et. Shelo halchu ela lirot et atzman. Lirot. Get it? Get the play on words? Uh-huh. Get the pun? I'll explain the pun. Lirot means to shepherd. Lirot also means, from the word, ra. Right, to make themselves wicked. Okay, so lirot et son avihem. That's what Chazal say. Anyway, but there's, for whatever reason, nobody's ever really sure 100% why those two dots are over the et. If you look in the Sefer Torah, there's two dots there. Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef. Halo achicha ro'im bishchem. Licha ve'esh lachacha alechem. So Yisrael said to Yosef, your brothers are shepherding in Shechem, go and I will send you to them. Vayomer lo hineni. Here I am, Dad. No problem. I'm here for you. Okay, meaning, you know, and recognition. It's also reminiscent of who else said hineni? What'd you say? Abram said hineni and right to Yitzchak at the Akedah. Very good. Okay. Find my place here. Vayomer lo. Hi, good morning. Vayomer lo. And he said to him, I'm in Lamed Zayin. Scoot this way. Lamed Zayin Yud Dalet. No, Rina's not saying. She's working. Vayomer lo. Lechna re'e et shlom. Okay. Look at that cool thing. Lechna re'e et shlom achecha ve'et shlom hatzon. Go now, please, and see Shlom Achecha, how are your brothers are? V'Shlom Matzon, how are the sheep? V'Hashiveni Davar, and report back to me. And he sent him from Emek Chevron, from the valley of Chevron, and he came to Shechem. So the brothers were in Chevron. They took their sheep all the way to Shechem. Like, just get the geography. We know Chevron is south of Yerushalayim. Well south. Days travel south. Shechem, well north of Yerushalayim. Well north. Okay?
They went back to Shechem.
Right.
Oh,
it's
well, I don't know about just. I don't know how long.
Yeah,
well,
you don't know how long.
Right. I mean, they had wiped out Shechem. So they assumed that Shechem is good. It's a good area for them. It's their area. Okay? So they went from Emek Hebron. Look at Rashi. We're going to do a bunch of Rashis on this. What is Emek Hebron? V'halo Hebron Bahar. Is Hebron a Nahar? I'm not. Anybody know? Is Chevron on a har? Is Chevron on a mountain? It's not there's an Emek. Is there a valley?
If there's an Emek, there must be a har.
Right. Okay. They went from Emek Chevron. So Rashi says, Vayo, okay. Shnei Amar, it says, Vayalu b'negev vayavo el Chevron. Right. In the Meraglim, they said, Vayalu. They went up from the Negev to Chevron. And it definitely is a climb, but there's also a valley. Ella.
It's a spiritual climb.
Me'etza amuka shel otot tzadik hakavur akavur b'chevron. This is the Eitza Amuka, the deep Eitza, advice. What is that? The Kayem Mashene'emar La Avraham Ben Habitarim. To fulfill that which was said at Avraham, Brit Ben Habitarim, Kiger Yezar Acha. Me'emek Chevron, from the depth of Chevron, Ayi Chazal are reading, this is the beginning of a historic process. Okay, that he went from Emek Hebron. That, and we know this is true because Yosef is sent from his father. He goes out to the brothers, and we know what the brothers are going to do. They're going to sell him out to Egypt, and then everyone's going to follow him to Egypt. This is the beginning of Shibud Mitzrayim. Okay, so you see Rashi immediately, like, even right here, at Vayavo Meir Hebron, at this pasuk, would you have said this is the beginning of Shibud Mitzrayim? That Yaakov is sending Yosef to go check on his brothers? And even this far back, like, really, this is really very early. Like, you would say when they sold him or whatever. So somehow, what Rashi's doing, there's a little bit of, like, historical whitewashing.
Foreshadowing.
You would say foreshadowing? What I mean historical whitewashing is saying, well, the brothers sold him. Well, why did the brothers, you know, why did the brothers sell him? This is all part of the grand plan. Right, the grand plan. Atzato shel Chevron. The etza amuka shel oto hatzadik. Hakavur bechevron. Does that sound like a bad thing or a good thing? Yeah, it sounds great. Sadly, it also involves the selling of children, selling of brothers into slavery, and, you know,
but unwittingly.
Fake death and murder. What?
But Yaakov was doing this unwittingly, though. He was putting the gear, like starting the wheels in motion. Like, he didn't know he was doing this.
Yes. Okay. So correct. Vayishlacheu me'emek Hebron. What?
So Hebron's got a connotation and Shechem's got a connotation. It's like from the depths of the holiness of Hebron to Shechem.
What is Shechem's connotation?
The whole story of Dina that we learned.
Like next Rashi, Vayavo Shechema, next Rashi. She says, "Makom muchan lepuranut." Right, Shechem, not good. Okay, Sham kilkulu hashvatim. There, the shvatim kilkulu. They became degraded. They sold. They threw their brother to a pit. Sham inu edina. There, Dina was afflicted, was raped or whatever. Sham nechleka malchut beit David. Later on, right when Shlomo dies, it's Rechavam and Yeravam. That happened in Shechem. Shneema vayelech Rechavam Shechema. Rechavam went to Shechem. So Shechem isn't the best place. Okay, it's not good.
Where is Shechem today?
Same place. Shechem is very easy to know. Oh yeah, Shechem is very easy to know. Har Grizim, Har Eval. I'm almost sure I gave a shiur once on the whole on the idea of Shechem, that the redemption will come through Shechem. We don't. It's one of the places that we have, it's sad that we have no connection to whatsoever. You know, Yosef, it was buried there because Yosef received it. Shechem is referred to in the Torah a number of times, right? Elon Moreh, have you ever been to Elon Moreh? And that's there's
Itamar.
Itamar,
it's in the same area.
Right. There's two places. There's two outlooks from which you can see Shechem. Elon Moreh, Elon that Abraham went to Elon Moreh, it says when he first came to the Eretz. And then the other side, if you go, there's another mountain on the other side where the Shomronim are from. Okay, that the Shomronim, like they still have their little, you know, when they do their Korban Pesach, nobody ever went up there? I'm sure you've been there, and you can see all of Shechem from there. Right? And Shechem is well known, it's the place of Har Gerizim and Har Eval, and the two mountains, and like the valley in the middle. Still exists today. Okay, so Yosef, he says, Vayishlacheu me'emek Hebron vayavo Shechema. He went to the Shechem, and the brothers were in Shechem. And this is the part we want to stop on. Pasuk Tedvav. Vayimtzeu ish, v'hinei to'e basadeh. Let's translate carefully. Vayimtza ehu ish. A man found him. Who is him?
Yosef.
Vihine to'eh basadeh. He is lost in the field. Vayishalehu ha'ish lemor matvakesh. And the man said to him, "What do you seek? What are you looking for?" Pasuk tetzayin. Vayomer. Et achai anochim mevakesh. Hagidana li efohim ro'im. I seek my brothers. Please tell me, where are they shepherding? Vayomer ha'ish nasu mizeh. And the man said, they have left here. Ki shamati omrim nilcha dotaina. I've heard them saying, let's go to Dotan. Dotaina, to the direction of Dotan. Vayevech Yosef achar echav, vayimtzaim v'dotan. And Yosef went after his brothers, and he found them in Dotan. Okay? Very unusual story for a very simple reason. What's the simple reason?
It doesn't add anything.
Correct. Correct. Very rarely, like Tanakh and the Torah, the stories that we have in the Torah are significant. We believe that they're all of significance. Here, what do we have? Like it sounds like an interaction you have every day in Yerushalayim. I was standing on the corner of Yerushalayim, and some guy stopped me and said, "Hey, Achi, do you know where where the shuk is?" And I said to him, "It's not here. Keep going straight. At the kikar, turn right and ask the guy there."
But there's a difference between asking where the shuk, where everybody knows that is, and how is he supposed to know who his brothers are, and why would he know where his brothers went?
Or maybe they were well-known people.
Well-known people, a band of unknown. I wouldn't say that. I would say, have you seen this group of shepherds, you know, that aren't from here?
Themselves
and what, it's a band of murdering brothers?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. You could say that.
The man starts the conversation, like the stranger starts the conversation with Yosef. It's not like Yosef goes up to this person and says, "Have you seen my brother?"
Excuse me, you're right. It's not exactly the same. But basically, Yosef got lost. Some guy found him and he said, "Have you seen my brother?" And he said, "Yeah, they're over there." And Yosef went there. Like, what? How?
Yaakov had made a name for himself. Yaakov had made a name for himself by then. Yaakov and his clan.
Fine, but
what is
what is the relevance of this story?
I don't know.
What in the world is supposed to do with this story?
I don't know.
Okay, so that's why the Midrashim go crazy about this story.
Yeah, Gabriel.
Yeah. Okay.
The word to'eh, is that generally defined as lost?
Made a mistake, lost, out.
Wandering. How do they translate it? Lost means lost, wandering, right?
I thought it was from the word like.
He was blundering in the field.
Blundering. Rabbi Dan points out. Rabbi Dan points out that the language of To'eh is similar to, he connects it to, let me see if I can find it. He connects it to, here. Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Yud Dalet. About Hagar. Vatelech vateta bamidbar. From the word vateta, from the word to'eh. She was wandering around the desert.
It's like she got lost, meaning she made a mistake. She got lost.
Yeah, I mean, but she had no place to go.
Of course.
She had no, right. And but Yosef, like, to'eh is from, like, blundering. It's an accurate translation. Okay, so we have to ask ourselves what in the world is going on. So we have to ask the Pashtanim. Okay? The Pashtanim asks, so if you don't accept the Midrash, we're going to see, right, if you don't accept the supernatural understanding of things, so what's the significance of these psukim? Meaning, like, why would you tell them? So the Rashbam says, so you always look at two Pashtanim, okay? Ibn Ezra says, the two Pashtanim they always look at, Ibn Ezra and Rashbam. Okay, Ibn Ezra says, Derech HaPshat, Echad Me'ovrei Derech. Meaning, according to Pshadim, some traveler, somebody who saw them. And it would not be unusual that they would notice a group of shepherds that are not from there. It was very unusual. What was unusual was that the brothers left Hebron in order to go to Shechem. Like, is Hebron bad for sheep? No worse or better than any place else. Right? I mean, it's mountainous areas, the sheep, whatever. I just went to, what did I go to? Oh, we took out this tiyul. Took this tiyul to, like, right around here where the Yar is. What's the name of that place? Tzora? Yeah. There was a shepherd there, shepherding sheep. Sadly, Mori, I was deathly afraid of the sheep, so we had to go around. But,
really?
I don't know. I don't know who it was. We didn't. What? What's that?
I have a niece also who's scared of sheep.
Yeah, so we walked around, but there was like, sheep don't need much. You don't need, like, you know, in the mountain areas in the wintertime, there's stuff. There's growth. Okay? So is Hebron better? Is Shechem better than Hebron? Unclear.
Is Dotan better than Shechem?
We're going to talk about Dotan versus Shechem.
The more north you go, the greener it is.
What?
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The more north you go, the greener it is.
Is that true now? Yeah?
Yeah.
But Dotan or Shechem? Dotan is, I didn't know this, is like 20 kilometers north of Shechem. Okay, why would the brothers go to Dotan instead of Shechem? So Rabbi Dan suggests, he says, Shechem, they bought. But remember, they only bought one field right outside of Shechem. So Yosef assumed that they went to that place. They went to Shechem, and he went to the field, and he's like, they're not here, where are they? Where would they be? And so Rabbi Dan suggests that they went farther north in order to show that they had conquered the whole thing. Remember that they had, you know, they had wiped out the city of Shechem, and they felt the whole area belonged to them. Could be. It's unclear. It's impossible to know. Look at Rashbam for a second. Vayim ze'ehu ish v'hinei to'eh, says Rashbam. So if you're a Pashtun, he says the following. להגיד חשיבותו של יוסף נכתב זה. What's this whole little section for? To demonstrate the significance of Yosef, the importance. Shelo ratza lachzor la'aviv kishelo matza'am b'shchem. He didn't want to go back to his father and say, Dad, I looked for them, I couldn't find them. Ela b'kasham ad shematza'am. He was walking around, looking for them until he found them. Ve'af al pisha ya yodeh shemitkanim bo halach u'b'ksham. Even though we know they hated him, they were jealous of him, he went and searched for them. So according to the pshat, the reason why we have this old little interlude and the guy found him and who are you looking for, the reason is because Yosef was a good son. Because he wanted to respect his father. He didn't want to come back empty-handed. Does that do it for you? Is that enough for you? Tracy's looking and saying,
Okay, but why do
they need to? Yeah, right. What?
So why do they need to?
Correct. The Pashtunim, you're stuck here. This is a difficult one. There's no good answer to say, oh, this is the reason. This is like a good answer. Okay, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayimtzeehu ish ze Gavriel shneemar v'ha'ish Gavriel." Okay, this is Gavriel. Notice Rabbi Dan points out this idea of Gavriel, and he quotes a pasuk from Daniel. He says there are a lot of similarities between Daniel and Yosef. I have no idea what they are because Daniel is all in Aramaic, and I never understood a word of it. Really, it's very hard, Daniel. Okay.
We read the English translation.
Yeah. Right. It's Aramaic. It's not Hebrew. Okay. Yeah. How did you understand it in English?
It's still like a bit of a clown story, but it's an interesting story.
All right. It's a fascinating story.
Is the lion's den supposed to be like a pet? Is that kind
of? Oh, I have no idea.
They're both in a bar.
They threw him in the lion's den. They threw him. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, they
did. That's all I know.
Okay. That's all you got.
Yeah. But I'm saying there's...
No, because Daniel, remember, is explaining dreams, that Nebuchadnezzar has dreams.
Yes.
And the dreams, that's the famous handwriting on the wall. Mm-hmm. Right, the famous handwriting on the wall, that he had this vision of like the handwriting on the wall saying your kingdom will fall, et cetera, et cetera. And,
that's the parallel.
Right, and remember...
It's more Yosef
in the house of Egypt also, that Daniel rises to prominence.
Right.
In the kingdom of the king, he's very much considered a very significant person in the foreign governments, right? He's significant, and the same thing is true of Yosef in the house of Mitzrayim. There's a lot of parallels there, I think, also. Okay, Nelchadotaina Nasumiza. Let's continue in Rashi. So I'm sorry, Zeh Gavriel. What in the world is Gavriel doing? What do you do with when you say Zeh Gavriel? Right, this man. Well, what's the role of Gabriel here?
To help Yosef find the brothers.
Well, for what?
To protect him.
To start the exile.
Correct. Gabriel, the job of Gabriel is to
start the whole process.
Turn the gears of history. You know, sometimes they're good gears, sometimes they're not good gears of history, but to make sure that history, and so, what can you have? And it reminds me of that movie. Wasn't there a movie like a few years ago where they're like the guys with the hats in New York City and they're walking around and they're making sure that things that are not supposed to happen. Never saw this movie? It was really good. You know what I'm talking about? Is that ringing a bell? It was a really interesting movie that there are these, it's like this agency and they're supposed to make things that are, there's like a book and things that are supposed to happen and they're trying to make sure that the plan takes place. I don't remember the name of this movie. I'll send it out on the WhatsApp. It's really,
with the hats.
What?
Yes,
yes. It'll come to you. Okay. It's just a very, of course it's Narishkeit because the whole point of the movie is that they're not supposed to fall in love and they fall in love, blah, blah, blah. It's a very interesting thing, very interesting idea that there are these, you'll think of it? It'll come to you? You saw it. I'm sure you saw it. Otherwise you wouldn't know that. Who was in it? Some guy.
Some guy. I'll have to ask my kids. They usually remember.
So is this Ish like the same kind of Ish that came to Avram? Say that Sarah was
going to
have a baby.
No. Oh, that's, they say it's Og. No, that's a Malach. Hmm. That's a Malach. I'm thinking something
Isn't
else.
Gabriel,
is this not Gabriel the Malach?
Gabriel's a Malach. Is this the same Ish? I don't know if that's the same Ish. One second. I saw a different Midrash. One second. Okay. Okay. Gabriel HaMalach. Okay. It says, V'ha'ish Gabriel asher ra'iti b'chevron. Ika da'amrei. Ain ish ella Rafael. Okay, why? Because the minyan, the gematria of ish is how much? 311. Rafael, anybody want to guess? 311. Okay, What's the difference between Gabriel and Raphael?
Gabriel is human and Raphael.
No, Raphael is healing.
Raphael is a protector.
Healing.
Gabriel is the year of history guy. Right? I'm sure people have done masters on these, right? But Gabriel is there to push things along. Raphael is there to protect him. What's the role of this? What's the role of this malach? Is the role of this malach to stop Yosef from going to see his brothers?
No, the opposite.
Or to, well, it depends who you think he is. Depends what you think his job is. Rashi says, Nas'u mizeh. Hisu atzman min ha'achva. They no longer consider, hisu atzman means they have removed themselves from brotherhood. Nelcha dotaina. Let us go to dotaina. So if this whole thing is fraught with meaning, then everything in this story is fraught with meaning, double meaning. Okay, what is dotaina? This place is Dotan. Levakesh lecha nichle datot. Do you have anybody have the English Rashi? No, I mean you didn't take it out. To seek out nichle datot. I want to see how they translate.
Okay. Right. They conspired against him to kill him.
Nichle datot. Do you have it in the Rashi?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. What does he say?
I think this is it. They conspired against him to kill him. First they tried to cause his death from a distance by shooting arrows at him so that they would not kill him with their bare hands.
No, that's not what Rashi is saying.
No, that's
not what Rashi is saying. Rashi, I just want to get the exact translation. To seek regarding you legal craftiness. Nichle datot. I.e., nichle datot means finding legal justification for what they want to do. Okay? Dotaina.
That's why they went there.
Nelcha dotaina. You see this in the Midrash a lot. See the play on words? Nelcha dotaina nichle datot. If I had it on the board, you could write it down. Nelcha nichle.
So what did
dotaina datot. What's dat?
Religion.
Religion. Nichle datot are craftiness using religion. Using legal craftiness. Okay, and it makes you realize you can use the law to justify anything. Okay, just as an example, what was, you know, when they, if you're all following the news, like what happened yesterday, this Russian ambassador killed in cold blood, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, and you know, what does Putin say afterwards? If you saw it on the news, Putin said,
it's going to destroy.
No, he didn't say that. You know what he's thinking, but what he said was, this will not deter us from imposing the rule of law on the people of Syria and removing the specter of terrorism, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Meaning, nobody says, of course I support Assad, the corrupt regime, you know, because it's in my interest. What do? They couch it in terms of, like, nobody says they're the terrorist. They all say that they're the rule of law. They all say that they're the legal force. You know what I'm saying? If you ask ISIS, are you terrorists? They would say, no, we're the law of Islam. Nobody thinks that they're the terrorists. Right? The terrorists don't think that they're the terrorists because they've learned to couch it in legal language. Every despot knows how to do that. And that's, by the way, what makes people so scared.
Was it like Ferdinand? Was it like in Yugoslavia, the same thing, where they had some World War II started?
Yugoslavia?
Sorry, World War, yeah. Right, where...
They killed Prince Archduke Ferdinand, right?
Ferdinand, right? But it's the same kind of thing. It was like, you know, there was like a little kind of started, and then it just kind of
right. That's what that thing.
Justification.
That thing was really scary. That whole, you know, Turkey, whatever. Like, the world is a scary place because of that. It also made me very, very interesting because, you know, it made me think of Megillat Esther. Of who were the two guys in Megillat Esther, like that tried to kill the king?
Bigtan and Teresh.
Right. What was so scary about them? Bigtan and Teresh, they were from the king's guard. Right? How did this guy get into the art? You know how the guy got into the art gallery?
Yeah, he was in
He's a policeman. He flashed his guard. He flashed his badge. When you can't trust the people, when you don't know who you can trust in your own police force, right? That's a recipe for on the one hand, interestingly enough, chaos and absolute despotism. Like, what did Ahasuerus do as soon as he realized that Bigtan and Teresh tried to kill him? He closed himself out. He shut himself off. There's no way to protect yourself. You shut yourself off, and you only have your most trusted advisors, and you impose the rule of law. What's Erdogan doing? Exactly. Here's your pieces. Erdogan is doing exactly that. He's arrested. There was a coup, and now he arrested 65,000 people. It's a, right? It's a scary time. Nonetheless, that's the Niklei Datot.
Especially if you live in Syria.
What?
Especially if you live in Syria, in Aleppo.
Nothing good is coming out of this, and there's nobody good in this story. Right? There's no...
No good guys.
There's no good guys. There's no good guys. Okay. You know, everybody can't stand suffering, but there's no good guys. There's no good people. You know, there are obviously innocent citizens in Syria, but we don't know who's the terrorist. What's better? Assad is fighting ISIS. I remember when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
right? So we had this rabbi who was still alive. He should live and be well. He was a neighbor of mine, a wonderful man named Rabbi Hyatt. And Hyatt, he taught us Chumash, Navi, Gemara. He taught us basically everything. You talk about
it? His grandson was in...
From Silver Springs.
His class or granddad. Yeah.
His son. No, his son. His grandson.
Yeah.
Right. So he lived around the block from us. Rabbi Hyatt was like... So Rabbi Hyatt was a great teacher, but what we used to try to do is get him off topic and get him talking about Israel. Because as soon as you got to talking about Israel, that was the rest of the period. Like, you were done with the mission. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, then we're done. I remember clearly he used to talk about the Iran-Iraq War. Like, then it was the Iran-Iraq War. And he was like, the Iran-Iraq War should live and be well. It should continue for many years. You know what I'm saying? Because this Syria crisis is the, like... I'm sorry, the enemies of Israel are killing each other out.
Yeah.
Correct. Busy there, they're killing each other out. Assad was one of the threats to Israel. Yeah.
Said, I wish them both the best of luck.
I don't know. And who's helping them? Hezbollah. Hezbollah is depleting its people in Syria. We have to see Yom HaShem and the events there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Lieberman himself, our minister, he says, it's a nace. If you think about what's going on in the world around Israel, and we're going to work and everything's good, and the farmers are farming on the Golan Heights, you know what I'm saying? Like
really
this
is
cone of silence. It's like, you know, Baruch Hashem. You have to see. Now, you know what I'm saying? Russia's bombing Syria like 2 miles from Israel.
Wow.
Bimikre. Not Bimikre. Okay. Niklei Datot. That's what I got. Levakesh Niklei Datot. So this idea of Niklei Datot. So I have to understand, 1 second, what's the role of this guy? What's he trying to do? Is he Gavriel? Is he trying to, Rashi's sending dual messages, by the way. Is he Gavriel? If he's Gavriel, he's saying, go to your brothers. Is Gavriel's job to protect Yosef? Or is Gavriel's job to, or is he Raphael? What's his job? If his job is to protect Yosef, what should he say to him?
Look to him.
What?
Interrupt something.
And therefore? Stay away. That's what Rashi sounds like, right? Necha nasu mizeh. Hisiu atzma min achva. They're not your brothers. Get away from them. Nelcha dotaina. They said, we're going to try to find some legal fiction in order to kill him. Ulefib shuto shem hamakom hu. Rashi says, by the way, it's just a place. Ve'en amikra yosei midei pshuto. So therefore, what do you do with Rashi? What do you do with that? Anybody know? Nobody knows. Okay, just to point out. There's also a pshat. So that's Rashi. Look at, see if we have Yonatan ben Uziel. I don't understand all of Yonatan ben Uziel, but I'll share with you a little bit. Okay. Va'amar, see, do you have it on your Zayin? Va'amar gavra, natlu mikan. They left here. Arum shamit mi batar pargoda. I've heard, anybody know what batar pargoda means? From behind the curtain. That's behind the curtain. Yeah, you caught your attention there, huh?
Yeah.
I heard from behind the curtain, i.e., I heard in Shemayim, that from this day forward, God permitted Shibud Mitzrayim. Okay? Vit amar lahom benevuah. Okay? And the itechivai ba'an the mizdura im'on sidra krava begenken. Okay? And that's why they say, Nezalios, we'll go to Dotan. That there's I've heard Me'achorei HaPargod, you ever heard that term? Me'achorei HaPargod, behind the curtain. It means, you've heard that term? It means up and up above. Well, the heavenly curtain, okay. What?
Behind the iron curtain.
Behind the iron curtain, behind the curtain. Okay, so the idea is this angel came and imposed himself. That's what's so interesting about it, right? That the person came, Vayimtza'ehu ish, Vayish'aleihu ha'ish, Ma'atam mevakesh. The man found him and said, what are you looking for? So is the man coming to look for him to say, go away from here? But if the man wants Yosef not to find the brothers, what should he do?
Just keep that profile.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't say anything because Yosef is lost.
He wouldn't be there. He wouldn't be there if he didn't want Yosef to find the brothers.
Okay. So, but on the other hand, what's the guy telling him according to Rashi?
To stay away.
To go.
Everybody understand the problem? Here on the one hand, okay, you have, so we have on the shot level, we have no idea what this guy's doing here. We have no idea what the story's about. Whatever. On the drash level, we have this meta-historic event going on that there's this angel trying to push history along. At the same time, the angel's trying to prevent Yosef or warn him off. So which is the angel trying to do? Move history along, bring about Shibud Mitzrayim, you know, bring about the galut that was prophesied in Brit Bein HaBetarim, or stop Yosef from falling into the trap of the brothers.
Could he be warning them?
If he was really trying to warn him, then what should he do?
No, not warn him, to kickstart a process that was prophesied that needed to happen.
Okay, and then why is he telling him, don't go, your brothers are trying to kill you?
He's doing both, maybe.
Right. Right. I know it's very confusing. I don't have the answer.
He knows it has to happen.
But the angel doesn't want it to happen?
Well, he doesn't want
it. One second. And this is like even stranger. Because if the angel is there to, like, it's almost like God said to the angel, go make sure that Yosef finds his brothers. And the malach is there saying, Yosef, go find your brothers. They're over there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he's like, they're over there. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't it sound like it?
Wait, that's that.
That there is this.
But Yosef would have been taken by surprise.
Long time since I watched that.
Yosef didn't believe them. Think Yosef believed that your brothers are trying to kill you? Really? Look at Kli Yakar. Okay. But if the Eish means to Ebbes Adef, you have Kli Yakar. Ze Gavriya. Kli Yakar quotes Rashi. Okay. Mevakeshet Yosef umechazer achar v'hu matza, aber Yosef lo matza. Says Kli Yakar, v'haya b'da'ato lahasiro sheye nishmar min achiv. Gavriel wanted to guard Yosef, protect him. Ki ra'ah oto she'alach besadeh to'eh, b'da'ato ki halach l'shalom. So Yosef thinks, I'm okay. V'ein shlomo l'achiv imo, but his brothers were not there. V'im kein, v'adai ze malach she'ada masha b'libo. It has to be an angel knowing what Yosef wants. How would he know that he's lost? Meaning the whole thing, there has to be a malach. Okay? Shemu zehu darko. He says, what are you looking for? What do you mean am I looking for? How do you know that I'm lost in the first place? Okay. Umidrasho sheta'a b'inyana sadeh. To'eh basadeh. The Midrash says he was to'eh basadeh. Hane'emar b'kayin v'hevel. This is the sadeh of Kayin and Hevel. What's Sadeh were Cain and Hevel fighting over? Let's go on. Ki Yosef hayalo lasum el libo ma shekara lehevel im Cain. Shemitzad hakina haraga ishet achiv. Yosef should have known what that Cain killed Hevel over jealousy. V'Yosef sabar, Yosef said, Bishlam ha-Kayin shaharag et achiv. Why did Cain kill his brrothers? Lefi shenema v'ayhi biyotam besadeh. They were in the field. Al iske sadeh. They were fighting over the field. Ki amar sadeh da'at kayim alav didihu. Right? Cain and Hevel were in the field, and Cain said, it's my field. And Hevel said, it's my field. Vayhi, within our pasuk, it says they were in the sadeh, Yosef within the sadeh. Im ken hayasi ba'le davar. Aval achai lama yaharguni chinam. Why should they kill me over nothing? Ki kinat ktonet pasim eina domen l'kinat sadeh. What, he gave me a jacket? What's the big deal? They gave me a jacket, so they're jealous of me. What's the big deal? Yosef said, they were jealous. Kind. He says, they were fighting over something real. This is nothing. And what he didn't realize is when people are jealous, it doesn't matter what they're jealous of. It could be a field, it could be a jacket, it could be a piece of scotch tape. Right? They'll find a reason to kill somebody. He says that's what Yosef's mistake was. Gabriel's warning him, and Yosef didn't get the message. And therefore, that's why he went and got lost in the field. We'll do one more. I want to do one more, which is Or HaChaim. Okay, Or HaChaim says the following. Or Chaim says the following. Okay, Chazal Amru Darshu. See, I'm in like two lines in. Razal Darshu on Yud Zayin. Nasu Mitzarech Lamar. Le'eze Inyan Hutzrach Lamar Nasu Mizeh. Why do you say Nasu Mizeh? Well, I speak Omro Shamati Omrim Nelcha Dotaina. Okay? Razal Darshu, Chachamim Darshu, Ki Higid Lo Shanasu Meha Achava. So he says, quotes Chazal, Rashi, he says that they were trying to kill, they want to kill you. Ulidivrayam kashe. Lama lo nirta Yosef lachzor me'achorav. So if that's true, if Yosef knew that they were trying to kill him, why wasn't he afraid? Okay? She'en lecha shchia chezeka kezeh. There's no more greater danger. V'chas v'shalom haya kimit chaye b'nasho lihistaken be'atzmo. He would never would have endangered himself. He never would have taken such a dangerous thing. V'ulai ki Yosef lo hivin divrei ha'ish. Maybe Yosef didn't understand him. Which it makes only stranger. Why? Because if the person is trying to warn him, and Yosef's like, no, it's okay, I'm fine. If you're trying to warn somebody, Yosef, they went to Dotan. Dotan, get it? Dotan. And Yosef says, oh, okay, I'll go to Dotan. No, Yosef, they went to Dotan. Look at the Rashi, Yosef. Dotan, nichlei datot. Oh, no, it's okay. So what should the guy have said? Hey, Yosef, hello? They're trying to kill you. He's like speaking in code, this whole story. It's very strange. Anyway, okay. Yosef didn't understand, etc., etc., etc. Okay. So he says, what's that? One second.
It seems like Yosef is the kind of person who kind of interprets things that aren't obvious.
Yosef what?
Yosef has the ability to interpret things that aren't obvious.
And here he doesn't see the obvious.
Okay. I don't even know whether it's obvious or also in Remez.
Okay. So he says, one second. Basically, the problem is, if the Malach is trying to stop him, why is he trying to stop him? If he's not trying to stop him, what's he there for? Im tomar, im kein mamuel, I'm skipping like down to near the end of Yud Zayin. Mamuel ha malach behudiyazo, kevan shalom nishmar Yosef. If Yosef isn't listening, then what was the point of the Malach warning him? Meaning, either tell him or don't tell him. Warn him or don't warn him. Ulai ki nitkaven laharbot scharo. Maybe it's to make Yosef greater schar. She'elech achar ha'achva. That he'll try to seek after his brothers like he did. Okay. If true. So maybe he says, what about the opposite? So, ubezeh gam kein lo yiksheech ha'malach yigrom levatel et asher Hashem chashab la'asot. Lohorid Yosef Levitayim. He said he asked the actual great question. If God wants Yosef to go in order to send him to Egypt, how can the Malach try to stop him? How does that make any sense? It almost like it really changes your vision of what a Malach is there for. Doesn't a Malach have to do?
He's trying to stop him.
He's warning him. Your brothers are trying to kill you.
He's not trying to stop him, but he's warning him.
That what? Yeah, finish. No matter what you do in this story, you're stuck. Because if the Malach is trying to warn Yosef, he failed. And if he's not supposed to warn Yosef, he's supposed to bring about Shibud Mitzrayim, then what's he doing there?
It's not a process that can be stopped. It's a process that has to happen.
Okay.
It has to happen with eyes wide open.
Or that he wants, the Malach wants it to happen in the most painless way. So he wants Yosef not to get hurt. But on the other hand, he's got this job to do to bring about.
If the Malach had been successful, Yosef said, oh, I gotta go home.
Well, the whole history would have been different.
Right.
No Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
Right, the whole thing would have been bad. Okay? That's what Arachayim says. How could the Malach, and so it's like, it's very interesting, it sort of changes your perspective of what a Malach's job is. Or maybe that Malach's job was to protect Yosef. And there's another Malach's job whose job is to make sure she would be Mitzrayim. I mean, the wheels, the gears are different than we envision them. You know, and like, I always wonder, like, Malachim, how independent are they? Like, can they
well, I thought they would.
Go beyond their mandate? You know what I'm saying? Do they have independent, what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? More. I always believe more than we think. Like, we always don't think of them as just like robots whose job it is to do X and then they like come out of existence.
But someone did save Yosef.
What?
Someone did save Yosef because he could have been killed. Like, there is a hashkacha there.
No, there's definitely hashkacha. Okay. Anyway. Yes, the Arachaim says, look, he knew she'en dvar b'vetelim ha'inyam. He says he knew he couldn't stop Yosef from going. El yesh b'em harbachad z'chut shel Yosef. He increased the z'chut of Yosef. Meaning Yosef can go, like you said, not knowing what he's doing, or he can go with his eyes open. And if Yosef goes anyway, why did he go? Not for Shibud Mitzrayim, because his father told him to go. So if Yosef, don't go, your brothers want to kill you. But my father told me to go. I have to do what my father said. And therefore, v'ulai, maybe, ki be'emsu davar zeh, hishlim Hashem gedishat sa'a gedola, God gave him, he like increased his z'chut, v'kavod asher hisig achar kach memitzayim. It was because of this that Yosef was able to achieve his kavod. You don't like that. You're making a face.
No, because my kids would put themselves in danger for kibud avaim. I would not be impressed. Like,
Well, there are historical things going on here. Okay, so we haven't really answered anything. We've sort of placed the conundrum. The pshat is that there's this guy, and then the story is here for reasons we don't know. No reason, actually. Right? Nobody here finds that convincing. It's very difficult. The drash is that there's an angel, and the angel is either there to propel Yosef to keep going or to stop him from going, and it might be the same angel who's doing both. Which is really very contradictory. We don't really have an explanation for why is the angel doing two things and going either against the will of God or trying to propel him. Spur him on, we know. But if he's trying to spur him on, then why is he warning him? Okay? So there's another thing I want to point out. So Rabbi Meidan, first of all, points out something really fascinating. That if Rabbi Meidan says the following. He says, if the brothers were in Shechem, Yosef would never have gotten sent down to Egypt. Why? He says, you have to look at this map. Shechem is here. Dothan is here. So there Rabbi Dan suggested, which is something I never knew, okay? He said the trade routes were very clear. People coming from Mesopotamia or wherever, from Syria, they came through, right, there's a pass here, through the valley, down through the valley, and then along the coastal road down to Egypt. This way, from Hebron down the 60, is not the way to Egypt. Nobody would travel that way to Egypt. Okay, so if they were in Shechem, Dothan, he says, if you see the map, is right along the intersection of these trade routes. So if you look at it then, you understand, he says, if brothers had been in Shechem, they never would have sold Yosef to Egypt. They might have killed him. So therefore, understood that way, the push to Dothan is a push towards history. Because when they get to Dothan, then they throw him in the boar, and then they see the Ishmaelim coming from this way, and they're going along the road. They say, oh, they'll send him along the way. It's really fascinating. I never thought about it in that way. Very, very fascinating. Because you always think that that they're going down that way. And they're not. They're traveling first west, and then they travel along the coast, which makes sense, towards Egypt. Okay, so that's if that's true. That's a very fascinating thing.
That's where it happened in Dothan?
What?
That's where it happened.
In Dothan, yeah. I'd never known where Dothan was either. Anyway, okay. So there's a very, very, very different way of looking at the whole story. I want to stop on, and he focuses also on this idea of Nichlei Datot. What is Nichlei Datot? So let's start at the very beginning of Vayeshev. Okay? Why were the brothers so angry? We'll look at Rashi for a second. Why were the brothers so upset with Yosef? And how in the world did they hate him so much? Dibatam Ra'a. I gotta find the Rashi. Here we are. Et dibatam ra'ah. Behu nar, the very Rashi on the very first pasuk. Okay. This is a midrash. See the Rashi on et dibatam ra'ah. You have it. Vayavei Yosef et dibatam ra'ah. Kol ra'ah. You see it?
Lamed zayin
aleph. Lamed zayin. No, lamed zayin bet. Sorry, lamed zayin bet. Et dibatam ra'ah. It's like pretty fine.
Long Rashi.
Yeah. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You see it? At the end of Beth? Here, Edi Batam Ra'ah. Okay? Says Rashi, Kol Ra'ash Haya Ro'eh Be'echav B'nei Le'ah. Every terrible thing he saw him and his brothers, Haya Magid La'aviv. He would tell his father, Shayu Ochlim Ever Min Hachai. They would eat Evra Minachai, limbs from live animals. That's a Shiva Mitzvah b'Bnei Noach. Okay? Umezalzalim b'Bnei HaShavachot likrotan avadim. And they called the B'nei HaShavachot avadim. V'chashudim al ha'arayot. And he said that they were involved in all kinds of sexual improprieties. Okay? Ubishloshtam laka. So basically, Yosef, he told terrible things about the brothers.
If they're true,
then they're chayav mitah. So they said he's a moser. Okay, when the Yosef came, so in interestingly enough, so Rabbi Dan says, very fascinating. When Yosef came and they took him and they threw him into the pit, so the Midrash says the following. The Midrash says, we're not going to kill him. Why? One second. Okay. When they sold him, okay, they said the following. I don't have time to find. I don't waste time looking for it. He said the brothers. They said we're gonna create a beit din, right? And this brother, this Yosef, is chayav mita. Why is he chayav mita? Because he wanted to kill us. He wanted to. You know what I'm saying? He's a moser. He should be chayav mita as well. I.e. How did they try to justify their actions?
They made themselves the victims.
They made themselves into victims using what? Using the protection of legal language, legal fiction. Okay. Then it says the following: when they threw him into the pit, very interestingly, very very interesting. This we will look inside. Okay. When they threw him into the pit. Look on Lamed Zayin Chaf Dalet. Vayikachehu vayishlichu oto habora, vahabor reik. Ein bomayim. Okay? They threw him in the pit. Okay? And the pit was empty. Ein bomayim. There's no water. And as we know, the whole story, right? Ein bomayim. There's no water in it. But what is there? Sorry. There's the nechashim, snake, and scorpions. Next pasuk. What's the next pasuk? That's quite all right. That's fine. Where are we? Chafdalid. Here we are. Vayeshvu le'echol lechem. And they sat down to eat bread. And then they picked up their eyes. So Chazal are like, they go crazy. Okay? You just threw your brother into a pit, and then what do you do? What do you say? Hey, I'm hungry. Let's have lunch. How do you do that? Send Chazal. Okay? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'shvatim. Said God to the Shvatim. Atem achartem achechem mitoch ma'achal u'mishteh. You sell your brothers mitoch ma'achal u'mishteh. You're going to sit and eat after you do this? Let's assume that you're right. Let's assume these chayav mita. At least, skip lunch. Hare b'nechem nimkirim b'shushan mitoch achila u'shtia. Your children will be sold in Shushan through achila ushtia, shne'emar, as it says, v'hamelech v'haman yashvu lishtot. Right? After Haman and the king, they made the deal to kill all the Jews. They sat down and had a party. You celebrate, we'll celebrate also. Says Rav Meidan, he says, how did the Haman and the king Achashverosh, how did they justify their actions? V'hadat nitna b'shushan habira. V'hamelech v'haman yashvu lishtot. What's it called when they sent out the letters to kill all the Jewish people? Hadat. What's the dat? Anybody know what that means?
With an iron or without iron?
No, with a dat.
Al-Tap is religion.
What? Dat. religion, but it's not religion in this context. Esther Gimel Tetvav. Esther Gimel Tetvav. It says the following. Okay. Patsheven Haktav. Okay, with the bread before, blah, blah, blah. Nishlach Sfarim will send letters. Harog Lavedet Kola Yudim. To kill all the Jews. Nar Zaken Tafachab Yom. Okay, I understand. Kill all the Jews. Patsheven Haktav. They would send a copy. Lehinaten Dat Bechol Medina O Medina. Galui Lechol Amim Liot Atidim Liyom Azeh. Lehinaten Dat. To give a dat. What's a dati? A person who's dati, we say, we consider that to be religious. But what does it mean? He's a person who's dat, who adheres to the rules, to the laws. Lehinaten Dat. Let it be set forth. So, Haratzim Yatzu Dechufim Bidvar HaMelech. Vehadat nitna b'shushan habira. This dat, this rule, this law was given in Shushan. V'amelech v'amel yashvu lishtot. And Haman and the king, they sat down to drink. Says Chazal, how did the brothers sit and justify? How did they sit down? How were they able to have lunch after what they did to Yosef? This is what the Midrash means when it says nilchu dotaina. What did Rashi say, nilchu dotaina? Levakesh lecha nichlei datot. They wanted to use that legal justification in order to justify what they've done. And as soon as somebody is able to say, we're just enforcing the law, and they don't have to have moral qualms about it. They don't have to have anguish. They don't have to feel bad about it. They sit and drink. The king and Haman. Same thing is true about the brothers. As soon as, if Yosef is chayav bita, we shouldn't feel bad about this. We are imposing halacha. We're doing what's right. Says Rav Meidan, the parallel is exactly the same. When you try to hide your agenda in the context of law, right, people use it, it absolves them of moral responsibility. Which is very powerful, very, very powerful, powerful idea. Okay, and that's the nichlei dat of Dotan that the angel is trying to warn Yosef about. I think it's an important message that, yeah, there's laws and there's legalisms, but there's also humanity as well. And that the danger becomes when you try to hide religion behind without understanding there's humanity at the same time. And that's one of the messages inherent in this like tiny little pasuk of Nelchu Dotaina, of the place of Dotan. We'll stop here.